Steve Stop Brexit Bray to Hang Up His EU Hat in Defeat. By Kurt Zindelka on December 20, 2019. Notorious anti-Brexit activist Steve Bray announced that he will give up his protest outside Parliament, which has lasted over 2 years. Steve Bray, who has been protesting outside the Palace of Westminster for 847 days, photobombing live television reports and shouting Stop Brexit at the top of his lungs, said that in the wake of Boris Johnson's historic victory he will hang up his blue EU top hat and bullhorn. The fight goes on, but our future campaigning will be about holding government to account, and when the proverbial SHT kicks in, we will look into how we can get back into the EU, Bray said, according to the Metro. Speaking outside Parliament on Tuesday, the infamous Remainer said, "We haven't left yet. There's a tiny chance of staying in, so as long as we haven't left, there's still hope. We haven't given up and we are not going to give up. We need to take this time to reflect about how we campaign and how to become a force to be reckoned with. As it stands, we are the only effective opposition. We have to persevere," he added. Bray admitted that Boris Johnson's election victory was devastating and said that the Remainer movement needs to pick up the pieces. The anti-Brexit activist was called an idiot by Conservative MP Mark Francios after Bray drowned out the MP during a live interview with his Stop Brexit catchphrase. "If we leave the EU, it will be delightful that this idiot will shut up," said Francois. Bray was also mocked by ITV presenter Piers Morgan, who referred to Bray as a complete moron and said that every village has one. Steve Bray began his Europhile anti-Brexit campaign in 2016 on Facebook. He later gained notoriety after financially backing a float which depicted former Prime Minister Theresa May with a Brexit gun in her mouth, which was driven around the United Kingdom. The float was designed in Germany and imported to England by Bray, who said that it had cost him £8,500. Follow Kurt on Twitter at Kurt Zindelka.